Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name, mighty God. Hallelujah. Shall we shout the highest praise this evening?
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you happy to be here this evening?
Hallelujah.
Yes, if you are happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you're happy and you know it,
hallelujah,
just shout the highest praise to God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Yes, we are not our own, but we belong to him this evening.
Hallelujah.
You know, so we come with a spirit of rejoicing, knowing that we are worshiping a living God, one that is always victorious, always watching over us, a great, big, wonderful God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
In the name of Jesus.
It let me feel so young again, like I can sing, children, we are climbing Jacob's ladder.
Amen.
Everyone get higher and higher.
No, praise God.
Jesus.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Yes. It let you feel so energetic when you think about the goodness of Jesus and that we are not in our own strength, but we are in his strength. You know, so with that, I want to welcome you all into the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. We welcome you all into the house of the Lord. We could have been otherwise minded, but we thank God that our mind is set in the right place and the things of God. And we are here to eat solid food and to we are here to digest the word of Almighty God. We are here to celebrate with each other. Amen. And rebuilding the temple. If ever a time we need to really zero in and we rebuilding our temple, it is now to see what sort of material it's made up of, if it can endure the storms of life. So many times the storms of life would come and it would blow us down, you know, so quickly. Sometimes it's when we're already blown down and blown down flat that we recognize that we should have approached this situation a different way.
Amen.
So we're here to sharpen ourselves in the word of God. We are here to rebuild the temple. We are here to study the word of Almighty God. Amen. And it's a good place to be. This is a good place to be. It is solid ground. Amen. The foundation is solid. And I bless God for all of you all this evening. This evening, we have a beautiful service lined up for you all. And without any further ado, I know our moderator is ready. Sister Shanique, I know you are ready, sister. You can't wait to burst out in praise. Amen. I can feel it in my spirit that, yes, you're well charged up. You know, you are 100% and even going more. Amen. Well charged up. Amen. So I'll just turn over to you now in Jesus' name, Sister Shanique.
Hold on, so one second. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Truly, God is good and he is indeed amazing.
Amen.
He deserves all our honor, all our praise, and all our glory tonight. And let us not withhold our praise because he indeed deserves it. We give God thanks tonight for his grace and his mercy that has, you know, kept us and brought us here. We are here today only because of his grace, only because of his mercy. To be here on another Thursday night, it is indeed a wonderful privilege. And of course, we want to welcome the Holy Spirit in our midst. Sister Camille did a great job in doing that for us, but, you know, we can't stop. Big up God. He deserves it all the time.
Amen.
And, you know, we thank him that he's in our midst, and I do welcome each and every one of you tonight as well. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless God. Let us go to the throne in prayer before I begin the devotional topic.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, I bless your name tonight, mighty God.
Yes,
You
Lord.
are great and you are worthy of all our praise, mighty God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, mighty God, the beginning and the end, mighty God. God, you are the omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God. You
Hallelujah.
are strong and mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for today, for tonight, for our meeting that is in progress right now, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Dear God, we welcome you in our midst tonight, Almighty God, because Lord, we know that you are here, mighty God, to take control and have your way. So we commit our plans to you right now, God, for tonight. Heavenly Father,
Jesus.
I thank you, Almighty God, for your grace, for your mercy that has wrapped us, that has kept us, mighty God. Lord, I thank you for dying for us, mighty God, because
Thank
you
you,
died on
Jesus.
the cross, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This wonderful privilege, Almighty God, is made possible, mighty God, to come to you in prayer, morning, noon, and night, mighty God. I thank you, Almighty God, that you are never, ever, mighty God, tired of hearing from us, mighty God. I thank you tonight, mighty God, that you never fail. You remain faithful. You are the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore, mighty God. I
Jesus.
thank you, mighty God, that you are the same God who leads. You are the same God who guides. You are the
Yes,
same
Lord.
God who heals, mighty God. You are the same God who transforms, mighty God. You are the same God who provides, mighty God. You are the same God who provides comfort. You renew, you restore, mighty God. You cleanse. In the name of Jesus, mighty God.
Jesus.
Heavenly Father, as I pray right now, God, I pray that you would forgive us of our sins, mighty God,
Yes,
and cleanse
Lord.
us of all unrighteousness, mighty God. Purge us, mighty God, with hyssop, mighty God, and
Thank
make us whiter than snow, mighty God. God,
Yes,
I ask
Lord.
that you bless each and everyone on the platform tonight, mighty God. I pray, Almighty God, that you will hasten the footsteps of those who are
Yes, Lord.
coming, mighty God, that
Hallelujah.
they will be on time to hear your word, mighty God. In
Hallelujah.
the name of Jesus, we come against every
Jesus.
destruction, mighty God, that may be
Yes, Lord.
hindering your members from joining right now, mighty God. And in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will bring about a conviction on them right now, mighty God.
Thank
In the name
you,
of Jesus,
Jesus.
I come
Oh,
against
God.
every plan
Yes,
of the
Lord.
enemy tonight, mighty God. Any attack of the enemy that is coming to disturb
Hallelujah.
or even the sound waves, mighty God, I
Oh,
come
God.
against it right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray, Almighty God, that every plan of the enemy right now, Jesus, is considered null and void, mighty God.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, I pray,
Hallelujah.
Almighty God, that we will be edified by your word tonight.
Yes,
I
Lord.
pray that we won't just be hearers of your word, but also doers of your word, mighty God.
In the
And
name
I
of
rest these
Jesus.
words into your hands right now, mighty God, and I tell you thanks and consider it done in
In the
Jesus' name.
mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Our devotional topic for tonight is surrendering our plans for his kingdom. And I will be reading just one verse from Proverbs 16 and verse 9. And it says, the heart of man plans his ways, but the Lord establishes his steps. From time to time, we all make plans, whether it's for ourselves or families or daily activities or where we want to go, where we want to be in life, what we want to accomplish, and the list goes on and on and on. And sometimes we decide we're not going to make any plans because they don't work out, they fail. We have had failure in the past, so we're not making any plans. And another time we do make the plans, it is carefully orchestrated, but they still do fall apart, and timelines get shift, and we end up feel leaving it. We end up not feeling fulfilled from what we had initially set out for this plan to accomplish or to achieve for us. Even though disappointed, yes, sometimes we do find comfort in saying, you know, this is not what God planned for me. God have something better in store for you. Or even a friend or a colleague or somebody along the way will share these encouraging words to us. And it is true. Sometimes our plans get changed because indeed God has something better for us. Amen.
Amen.
All right. And oftentimes God interrupts our plans and invites us into something greater, something more unexpected. He sees far beyond the disappointment of today or in the present moment and calls us into his greater plan and purpose for our lives. For, you know, he calls us if we allow him. And it's not all the time that we accept his calling, but if we allow him, then things will fall into place. So, because when God calls us and our plans calls us and if and our plans fall apart, it's because he wants to build something better for us.
Amen.
While I was preparing for this devotional, I said to myself, you know, sometimes that we make things hard for ourselves. Because we are not obeying God's word. He clearly tells us in Matthew 6, verse 33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. So, in other words, when we put God's kingdom first, above all else, he'll fit every piece of our story, of our plans, our desires into his perfect purpose. It's not easy to obey, but we must obey. Because if we obey, life will be so much easier. So much easier than trying to navigate life on our own or executing our own plans.
Amen.
Living for Jesus is not executing our perfect or premeditated plans. It is more about surrendering to God's plan. It's not our expectation, but it's trusting God's timing and guidance. He isn't focused on giving you what you want, but he oftentimes gives us the resources to shape us into who he has called us to be. And if we can look at a few examples. Sometimes we want quick growth and things are not happening how and when we want them to happen. But God is teaching us patience. It's not that it won't happen, it's just not yet time. God is
Right.
teaching us patience. We
Yes.
expect comfort, but sometimes God puts us in situation that stretches us. Sometimes the situation causes us to make great sacrifices. You know? And sometimes something familiar, you're going through something familiar and you expect the same way God came through for you the last time is going to be the same way he's going to come through this time. But that is not the case. It is,
Oh.
he's going to draw new strategies. And
Yes.
I know deep down that we all can attest one way or the other to these few common scenarios that I just shared.
Right.
You
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But when we choose to seek after his kingdom, sometimes we start with great passion and faith. I can attest to this one. Then we buck up at the challenges, the attacks become real, we start facing opposition from the enemy, even discouragement from within, our minds telling us things that is far from the truth. I personally can say that sometimes I am praying and I hear my mind say, you're only praying to God about this because you want God to do that. And I know that is not the case. Because I can call upon a few Bible verses and recite them and say, this is what God said. But my mind is playing tricks on me. And this is how the devil captures sometimes.
That's
But
true.
we cannot quit. We cannot quit. Sister
Oh,
Terry
God.
would have told us last week that we must pass the test. So we cannot quit.
Right.
This is when we need God's help the most to help us to understand that this isn't about our plan, but it's about His purpose. It's about us allowing Him to ordain our steps.
Amen. No. Oh,
We have to
amen.
renew our faith, restore hearts, and regain God's glory. Amen.
Come on
So,
now.
Amen.
people of God, we must be open to God's greater will and purpose for us.
Yes. Amen.
It is critical that we trust His timing, His power, and His vision, because the end result of trusting God's plan carries a weight of glory far beyond what
Amen.
we imagine.
Yes.
True.
And when we surrender our plans to God, this is us telling God and making room for Him to do exceedingly and abundantly more than what we could ever ask or imagine.
Again. Amen.
The course may be rough at times,
Oh
but
Lord.
we must carry on because revival and new awakening is a sure outcome.
Oh.
Yes, we are going
Hallelujah.
to face
Amen.
difficulties. We are going to face oppositions. We are going to face internal conflicts and many, many, many disappointments. But guess what? God is with us. He is with us. He promised to finish whatever He starts.
Yep.
He
Amen
has
now.
equipped us.
God
He
bless
has given
you.
us all the resources and the power to finish the good work.
Yes.
So tonight, my family in Christ, I am encouraging you. Let us not rely on our plans, but on the plans. But let us rely on building on God's plans
Yes.
by just being obedient to His word and His teaching, because our
Amen.
obedience of today will lay the foundation for our God's glory tomorrow, because
Amen.
God Himself remains with us. Keep
Yes.
trusting God and stay blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of
Bless the
Jesus.
Lord.
God bless you. Praise Jesus.
I will
Bless
now
the
hand over to
Lord.
Sister Camille. It's the
Praise
name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Without any further, we do I want to hand over to Sister Edward Elder Edwards, who will present, who will be our presenter this evening. Before we do, let's just breathe a word of prayer as our elder would come.
Praise God.
Lord, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you glory. You are
Hallelujah.
worthy of it, Almighty God. Lord, we just commit this session into your hand as we would hear from you, mighty God, the word that you have laid on our elders' heart. We pray, God, that it will come forth with power. It will come forth with clarity. We pray, mighty God, that you'll give our, hallelujah, access to the throne room of grace, even now, that as she, mighty God, would deliver, it will fall on good soil in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that there will be no distraction on this platform in Jesus' mighty name. That, mighty God, as we feed upon your word, it will do good to our being. It will be
Bless
no
Lord.
ingestion, mighty God. It will
Bless
be nothing that will upset our stomach,
Yes.
but we will digest it and we will use it, mighty God, to glorify your name. So,
Amen.
as your servant would come now, mighty God, I pray for holy boldness in
Amen.
the name of
Amen.
Jesus. I pray, God, that you will transmit your word with clarity. I pray, mighty God, that there will be
Hallelujah.
no broken in transmission, but our
Jesus.
antenna will be so extended
Hallelujah.
to the throne room of God, so that
Amen.
every transmission, mighty God, will come forth without any discrepancy in Jesus' mighty name. Have
Amen.
your way, Lord, as we give you
Hallelujah.
thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Elder Edwards.
Hallelujah.
Bless.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, saints.
Bless
Bless the
the
Lord.
Lord.
We
Praise
praise the Lord this evening. You know, I was sitting here and I was reflecting. And I was here thinking that this is such a great opportunity that we can gather together in this format, you know, just to call upon the name of Jesus, to study his word together, to worship him, and to give him thanks and praise because he's indeed worthy of it all. I want to thank Sister Shani for that wonderful devotion. And
Amen.
Sister Shanique, I have a takeaway. You said that when we are building, we will face opposition, my God. And this is so true. But let us stand firm in the faith, knowing that when we are opposed by the enemy, we are in the camp of God. And so we will be victorious. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, may the words of our mouth and the meditation of all our heart be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Father, as we embark upon studying your words, we thank you that your Holy Spirit is already here. So, Father God, we commit it all unto you as we seek your guidance, your directives. And we ask you for clarity. Oh God, help us to understand as we feast upon your word tonight. We tell you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Awesome.
Saints, tonight we're under construction. Hallelujah. Is there any construction workers on the platform or anyone
Amen.
who understands the concept of building? Did I hear a yes? Oh my God, I thank God that the
Yes.
Holy Spirit is here who can direct us and guide us.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
So, because we are ignorant, sorry, Kenesha, Sister Kenesha, thank you. So, if I made a mistake or I put the window where the door is supposed to go, you can correct me tonight. While the others of us will launch out into the deep, you know, while we seek to understand the concept.
I'm still on the construction site, Minister. I am sorry to interject. I am one of the laborers. I'm willing to work. Praise Jesus.
Praise God. So I hope you have your concrete bucket and
Yes.
your shovel.
Yes.
Make sure so you put on the kind of belt that will guard your loins and keep it intact because we don't want any strain back, you know? So make sure
Okay,
we're
praise.
fully equipped.
Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you. Back support belt. Thank you, Sister. Thank you, Sister Kenesha. So let us make sure we are fully clad for this task that is ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. So tonight we are called into construction. And it's not any ordinary construction. It's not a construction where we just say, yes, we're going to build a house. And we are going to, this is our plan, and we go into building it. This construction, we know that we have builded a spiritual house with God. And because of our complacency, my God, we have allowed some unwanted guests to overtake and infiltrate, you know, our spaces. And they are not dealing with it good enough. They are tearing it down, dismantling, distorting, you know, not treating the house how we would have treated. And so it has allowed this house to be suffering from decay, you know? And these people, as I told you before, we allow them. So tonight we are going to be getting rid of them. We are going to be serving them notice, and we are going to be chasing them out of our space. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So because these
Hallelujah.
people are not ordinary people, we are going to be ensuring that we are armored. We are armored and that we are ready to throw them out. So tonight I invite us, while we go to this construction site, to be attired in your proper gear. Hallelujah. Make sure you put on that construction cap to guard the head. Now in this field, the construction cap would be the helmet of salvation.
Yeah.
So I invite you to adorn yourself with the helmet of salvation right now. Hallelujah. Let's put on that apron. You know, that vest, that construction vest, that guard, the breastplate, you know, protecting the upper part of the body. And as Sister Kenisha said, let's make sure we put on that belt and make sure you're wearing one with the belt support, because we want something to be firm and strong. And then I encourage us to put on that shoes, that construction shoes. Make sure you have steel toe, right, Sister Kenisha? Make sure it is one that is built strong, because on this construction site, my God, there will be all kind of nails and unwanted objects. So when we guard our feet, my God, in the shoes of the gospel, we are so secured. So I invite you to put on that shoes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I also invite you to take up that shovel, those tools, my God Almighty, which is the word of God. And make sure you have the shield of faith as we go into this construction site. Amen. So since we are called into a time of rebuilding, we believe tonight that God can take something that was and make it into something greater. Hallelujah. As we would have gone through our time of introspection and would have assessed the condition of the temple of God, from our last studies, who remember who or what is the temple of God and want to share? Anybody?
Our bodies?
Yes.
Be the temple of God.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Kenesha. Thank you, Sister Camille.
My God. Yes.
First Corinthians, pardon me?
Yes, I was saying, and also it's a body of believers.
Yes. Let's see what the Bible says. First Corinthians 12, as we had gone through it before, let's rehash it. Know he that he are the temple of God? My God, the temple of God is the place where the Holy Spirit is host. My God, our spiritual man, the place where the Spirit of God dwells. Hallelujah. So 1 Corinthians 12, verse 16 says, know he not that he are the temple of God, and that the Holy Spirit lives within you? So we are the temple of God. And we are also known as lively stones. We built up a spiritual host. So in this day and age, we would say we are lively concrete blocks, or whatever the material is that is used to build the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are going to go into construction, and some of the terms that we want to look at tonight are, because we're going to be rebuilding, we're not going to be building a new house, we're going to be rebuilding a house that was infested, have rotted, was not cared for, and so it has become dilapidated, my God. So we're going to be rebuilding that house. So one of the terms that we're going to be looking at tonight is demolition and cart away. Sister Kenisha, can you tell me another one that we may look at? Okay, construction, my construction lady not responding. So let me go. So one of the terms that we're going to be looking at, demolition and cart away. We're going to be looking at preparation and lining out. We're going to be looking at the foundation of the house, building the foundation. We're going to be looking at steel work and casting footing, blocking up, casting columns, stiffeners, lintels, and belting up. We're going to be looking at putting on the roof, replacing the roof. We're going to be looking at rough cast. Oh my God, Sister Camille, yes. We're going to be looking at putting on the roof, which includes decking. We're also going to be looking at rough cast and flashing up. Hallelujah, rendering. We are going to be looking at electrical and plumbing. We're going to be looking at the floors, doors, and window installation. And then we're going to be looking at the paint work. So I hope we are all following.
Amen.
Let me say at this point that if there's something that is not clear or you want to give an input, you can stop me at any point. This is a conversation and we are all sharing. So you can stop me at any point and make your point.
Amen.
Amen. And so in order for us to reconstruct the temple of God, we're going to be needing some material. Because if we're going to be building, of course we need material. One of the materials that we will be using is the Word of God. Now, the Word of God is the blueprint for this building, for this spiritual house that will be rebuilt. The building plan, instructions, the manual, these are all the Word of God. These are identified in the Word of God. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." Hallelujah. I just want to repeat that. My God. Ephesians 2 verse 10. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3, I'm asking you just to make notes of these scriptures, because I would love for you just to, in your personal space, just reflect on these scriptures.
Amen.
2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 to 17. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. It says, "All scripture," we are talking about the Word of God as a material now, "all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The man of God, may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." We're going to be needing another material, which is the wisdom of God. So we need the Word of God. We need the wisdom of God. Now, the wisdom of God is trusting his divine plans and actions, my God, while we rebuild, which lead to righteousness. Proverbs 4:7 says wisdom is the principal thing. So that's the main thing that we will need to embark upon this construction. "Get wisdom, and in all thy gettings, get understanding." And once we have wisdom and we have that understanding, then we can move mountain. Hallelujah. As long as when we go with the Word of God. Another material that we will use is obedience. So that's God's word, the wisdom of God, and obedience. Willingly following his divine will, commandments and guidance out of reference. This is defining obedience. Out of reverence, love, and trust rather than compulsion and fear. Are you with me?
Yes.
St. John chapter 14 and verse 16. Thank you, Sister Nadine. If he love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that abide with you forever. So when we are obedient to God, this is what the word of God is saying to us, that Jesus will pray the Father, and he shall send another comforter that may abide with us forever. This is referring to the Holy Spirit of God. So we're going to be needing the Holy Spirit of God, a guide and a protector. He is the chief builder. Amen?
Amen.
And the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us through Matthew 16, verse 18, and I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is what the Lord is saying to us tonight as we look to rebuild our spiritual house. And I would like for us just to repeat after me. And instead of Peter, I want you to put your name in that position. Amen?
Amen.
And I
Amen.
Say, and I say also unto thee,
and I say also unto
and
thee,
I say also unto thee,
thou art,
thou art
Eulalie,
Nadine,
and upon this rock, which is Eulalie, which is Tamaya, my God, which is Everton Scott, my God,
hallelujah,
upon this rock, I will build my church, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
The gates of hell shall not prevail
against it.
Hallelujah.
Against it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
So when
we Jesus.
Are the rock on which Christ built his church, the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Yes, the enemy will come. Yes, he will throw a fiery dart. Yes, he will send temptation, but it will not prevail against it. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And so as we continue our studies, let's look back a little at what we had learned from our previous studies. Remember in July, Bible studies, we had started on the theme, rebuilding the temple of God. For those who did not join, yes, we had started that theme, rebuilding the temple of God. Do we have anyone here who has anything that stand out, anything you can remember, and you just want to share with us tonight? Nobody? Nothing at all?
Yes, Elder. If I may. So we looked at rebuilding the temple of God, and I left the platform that night thinking that I need to consider my ways, consider the condition of my temple, you know, focusing on myself. It led me to a time of introspection, because you had mentioned, you know, about the mold and how mold can take over a house, you know. And so I left introspecting my spiritual life, asking, Camille, is there mold, you know, taking over? Is there mold or any other thing causing demolition, you know, in the temple? And so I was led to a point of introspection. I think we were led through repentance through the Holy Spirit, because that's how we were identifying, you know, what could have gone wrong with our temple. And, you know, I guess examining the foundation, examining whether or not the structure, the walls were still intact, stuff like that. So I left looking in myself, examining my life and how sturdy my temple was, so to speak, and what I can do in order to rebuild that temple.
Praise the Lord. Anybody else want to share? Nobody else. Okay. And so just to look at one or two things that we had looked at. Thank you, Sister Camille. We were given that task to go to a time of introspection. And I pray that we have all taken the time out and have assessed the damage to our spiritual host. see where we have fallen short, see where we need to build up, see where we need to tear down, you know, so that we can reconstruct our spiritual man in the Lord. So we had looked at the definition of our theme, rebuilding the temple of God. I'm just rehashing this for anybody who was not here or if we do not remember. So we had to look at the theme. It said it can refer to the restoration of the physical temple. Rebuilding the temple of God can refer to the definition of rebuilding the physical temple, but more significantly, to the restoration, renewal, and transformation of the relationship we share with God through Jesus Christ, His Son. We had also looked at the building of the physical temple in Jerusalem. And nobody remember anything at all about this one? My God. So this narrative can be found in 1 Kings chapters 5 to 7, also 2 Chronicles 3. We learned that King David was inspired to build the house of God. He thought, here I am, living in a palace, while the presence of God dwell in a tent. Anybody remember that? However, he did not get a chance to build the actual temple, but he played a vital role in its preparation. Now, the Lord had told him that he would not be the one to build the temple. And why was this? God, David was a man of war, and God wanted his temple to be built by someone who is peaceful. My God. So he told him that his son Solomon would be the one to build the temple. Solomon was given the task. David had provided the necessary. Had done some necessary preparation for him, and so he was given the task to build the house of God. Now it took Solomon 7 years to build that temple, and it was a temple that is described as being built in splendor and magnificence with very expensive material, and that this temple housed the Ark of the Covenant. And there was one room which I think would have caught our attention in that temple that is known as the Holy of Holies. Does anybody remember anything that we say about the Holy of Holies, or anybody who has read and have knowledge of the Holy of Holies and want to share?
It was referred to as the innermost chamber of the tabernacle, accessible only by the high priest.
Yes. Thank you, Sister Shanika.
Amen.
Thank you. And even though it was accessible by the priest could have only entered into that room only once per year on the Day of Atonement when he would make sacrifices for the sin of the people. And as Sister Camille earlier said, we were also given a task to go into a time of introspection, you know, called to assess our spiritual host. Amen. Tonight,
Amen.
we continue to look at rebuilding the temple of God. And I'm just going to give a brief synopsis of rebuilding the physical temple, and then we launch out into rebuilding our temple. Now, in 2 Kings chapter 25, we would have found that the great temple builded by Solomon, that's 1 Kings chapter 25, that the great temple builded by Solomon to pray and to find mercy and atonement with God had been leveled and destroyed, damaged. The Ark of the Covenant and the sacred artifacts were carried away and placed in the temple of pagan gods. We are talking 2 Kings chapter 25 here. pagan gods and palaces of faraway rulers. This happened because the Babylonian army, led by King Nebuchadnezzar, besieges Jerusalem, burn the temple and city, break down the walls. My God, these walls were built by Nehemiah and his team. Hallelujah. So they break down the walls, looted the treasures of the temple, and took the most of the population into captivity, leaving only the poorest to farm the land. Now, these people who were left, the poorest, they were left to farm the land. They are referred to as the remnants, you know, so the remnants of the land. The prophets have been warning the people for years, but they never took heed and turned. They were consumed with idolatry and their sinful ways. Now God allowed them to be conquered by Babylon and allow them to be taken into exile for 70 years. Jeremiah 29, 10, also Jeremiah 25, 11 to 12, give you detail on the length of time that they were taken into captivity. They were there for 70 years. Parts of the books of 2 Chronicles, 2 Kings, Ezra, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Jeremiah, and Lamentations speaks to what arises from this period of exile. The people of Judah underwent a period of distress and trauma. This was not only physical hardship, but they underwent a time of spiritual struggles and pain as well. Psalm 137 reflects some of the sorrows they have undergone. And I just invite Sister Camille just to play a little bit of that song for us now.
Give me a second, Elder.
Praise God. We bless the name of Jesus. Praise God. You can't find it, Sister Cam.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
By the rivers of
Hallelujah. Praise God. And so this song would just reflect a little of the sorrows that they have undergone. Amen. Praise God. But while
Amen.
in exile, they did not have the idols. They could not worship idols. And so they turned to studying the word of God and gathering in small groups to give praise and thanks unto the God, unto the Lord. And
Praise
so we see
Jesus.
where their relationship with God might have been strengthened. Now, after 70 years, the people of Israel was released from captivity. The Persian Empire under King Cyrus, who conquered Babylon and issued a decree allowing the Jews to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. Ezra chapter 1, verse 2 reads, "Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him a house which is in Judea, and so begun the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem." In chapter 3, we would have seen whereby the altar of the Lord was rebuilt. Verse 2, "Then stood up Jeshua, the son of Josedek, and his brethren, the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brethren, and builded the altar of the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings thereon." So before they even started the rebuilding, they built an altar unto the Lord to offer sacrifice. My God. First of all, my God, they builded an altar unto God to offer sacrifice unto him. As children of God, praise and worship and adoration must take precedence in all we do. They kept also the feast days and continually offered sacrifices. They made preparation, came together, and began the building of the foundation. Verse 10 to 12. "And when the builders laid the foundations of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparels with trumpets, and the Levites, the son of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, the king of Israel." You know the song that says, "When the spirit of the Lord moves in my heart, I will dance like King David danced." So these were the people. This was the kind of praise, the kind of attitude that they have to praise and worship unto God. They sang together, making a great shout. My God, they praise the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Now, verse 12 states that many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers who were ancient men that had seen the first house when the foundations of this house was laid before their eyes, they wept with a loud voice. You know, remember that the first house was magnificent. It was splendorous. It was built in splendor. And so when they see this foundation, they wept when in comparison to the other one. But I want to encourage us tonight by saying, when we realize that the temple of God, our relationship of God is deteriorating, and we tend to tear down and rebuild, if it's not as magnificent as the first relationship that we had with him. Haggai chapter 2, verse 9 says, "The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord, my God. And in this place, I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts." And in our spiritual house, the glory of the Lord is what is essential. Chapter 4, they were faced with opposition. Initially, the adversaries of Judah offered to help, but their offer was declined. And this rejection fueled animosity, and they actively worked to hinder the building After writing a letter to the king who granted the request, they were forced to cease the rebuilding of the temple. Haggai and Zechariah in chapter 5 encourages the people to start rebuilding which they did. And again, they were faced with opposition. Another letter was sent to the king. But this time, my God, this time, it was a time of release. So after reviewing a document which the letter mentioned, signed by King Cyrus, with explicit commands and repercussion towards hindering the building of the temple, the favor of the Lord was upon them. And in chapter 6, the temple reached its completion. I encourage you to read the entire account in the books of Ezra, Haggai, and Nehemiah. Amen. And so we have looked at the rebuilding of the temple, the physical temple, Solomon's temple. Tonight, God is saying to us, as children of God, it's time of spiritual renewal and transformation. And as we would have gone through some self-examination and assessment of the spiritual man, my God, I hope we have all gone through that assessment. A time where we inspect and evaluate the nature and quality of our spiritual being. A time whereby, with our acknowledgement and confession of sin, genuinely seeking forgiveness, we ask the Lord to wash away our sins and make us whole again. My God. Thank you, Jesus. So I pray that we have all gone through that time where we assess the damage. See how far we have gone in sin. See where we have not yielded to the word of God, and we have strayed from the will of God. Hallelujah. And so we are going to build our spiritual house. So tonight, I say to us, if you have assessed the damage to your spiritual house and your findings have revealed to you that the structure of your spiritual house is intact, no leaking in the roof, no crack on the floors, no crack on the walls or floors, no broken window panes, no dented door, the paintwork still remains bright. There is no dirt or mark. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then I say to you, you are building on a firm relationship with Jesus Christ, nourishing the spirit man. Hallelujah. Nourishing the spirit man. There is meaning and purpose and inner strength. My God. I want to say to you that there's a connectivity that you need to continue to water. So if you find no fault with the host, you are living the word of God, you are being obedient to his command, then I want to say to you to continue steadfastly in prayer, fasting, reading and applying the word of God. Stay in fellowship and communion with the Holy Spirit, building resilience to face obstacles of the enemy. St. John chapter 15, 1 to 4. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can he, except he abide in me. If this is your finding, my God, stay in the Lord, stay connected to the source. At this time, I just want to open the floor to anybody who wants to make a comment, share. Amen.
Yes, Ella Edwards, praise the Lord. God bless you.
Praise God.
Thank you so much for thus far that you have taught us in the Word of God. But I make two comparisons. One, David, who make all the preparation to build the temple of God. But he was not the one who actually built it, but he was the person who provide all the material. Let's say he was the one who do the money, and Solomon who would gather the materials to build the temple. Now, when we flip it to the other side, whilst you were talking about the concrete and the nail and the steel, I look at it and I made the comparison. I said, getting all the stuff to build the structure and to lay the foundation and to build, where do we get the money to get all the stuff together? So I look at it and I would say, as you had said, that the vest and the helmet and we symbolize it and we bring it to the spiritual side. No, we would use the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And that he came and paid the price, redemption. So that redemption, no, he paid that price so we could use that money. So he would have provided that money so we could use it to buy all the necessary to build the whatever structure we are building, which is the temple. So David provide, Solomon build, Jesus paid the price, and we now have to live as his temple. God bless you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Solid point, Sister Nadine.
Amen.
Thank you so much for sharing. My God. If your findings, on the other hand, have taken you to the place where you recognize that there are some wear and tear here and there, you know, just a little wear and tear, a little dripping in the roof, one or two facets leaking, little stains on the walls, and half-inch door. This would include inconsistency in prayer, not spending time in the Word and presence of God, not passionate about gathering with the saints. You know, towards the evening come and we say, "Nah, go on this evening." You know, worse if I'm not taking any part. And so we drop back. We don't want to share in the devotionals. You know, we don't want to gather with the saints of God. You know, being drawn into worldly affections. We start going to dance. We have the desire to do the things of the world rather than the things of God. Then you are called into a time of repairs. Amen? No repairs. Repairing the temple of God involves letting go of specific sins, you know. And while we can identify the sins that we are committing, we put them to the Lord and we ask him to cleanse us even from those that we are not aware of. So you let go of specific sins. Let go of burdens, anxieties, and distractions that prevents forward progress in the business of Christ. And by looking to Jesus, the perfecter, the sustainer and helper, my God, the one, as Sister Nadine said, give us the money through his blood so that we can build, we can have strength to build this house. We can have, my God, material to build the house. Look to him for strength and guidance. Hebrews 12, 1-2. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. So all the little things will cause the house to start leak and start, you know, get out of order. Let us look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, lifting our faith in him, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, shedding that blood, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He's right there by his Father. He's the middleman between us and God. So let us look to him. And like the prodigal son, you recognize that there are some faults, my God. The prodigal son, like the prodigal son tonight, we are asked to consider our ways and return. Return to the Father. So if that is your findings, then please go into a time of repairs. Now, for those of us who have, after careful consideration and assessment, recognize that we have shifted from the foundation. I said we have shifted, because this foundation that this temple is built on will never be moved.
No.
For any moving, it must be us who have shifted. This cornerstone, hallelujah, this solid ground, it's firm through the fiercest drought and storm. So if we have shifted from the foundation, which is Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 3:11, for no other foundation can anyone lay that which is laid, which is in Christ Jesus. This foundation cannot be compared to any other. It doesn't matter if it hold up a big story house, 100 story house. It cannot be compared to the strength that we can get from this foundation, this solid rock. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jeremiah 1:10. Which is Christ Jesus, this foundation, which is Christ Jesus. You may have recognized that the roof is crumbling, that there are cracks in the walls, that the doors are rotting. So not only removed from the foundation, but all these other effects. There is chichi eating all the board structures. The tiles are lifting up and the whole building is about to collapse. If this is your findings, my God, it is referring to recognizing that we have drifted from the path God has intended for us when he has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
Your findings would have revealed, hallelujah, that this temple would have been in a bad state of disrepair, idolatry, pride, complacency, spiritual laziness, disobedience, loss of intimacy with God. This is where we would have distanced ourselves from him by not dwelling in his presence and becoming vulnerable and susceptible to sin and its temptation. In this case, my God, we would be called into a time of demolition and rebuilding.
Mighty.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah 1:10. See, so as we're embarking upon whatever our findings are, we're moving out into the process of working upon it. Jeremiah 1:10 says, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms. This is what God is speaking to us who are going into construction, to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. So he has given us the authority, the power. So when we recognize that we need to demolish and rebuild, then he has given us the authority. So for the first thing we're going to be looking at after finding out that the house is bad, it has gone, it left the foundation, demolition and cart away. Demolition refers to the process of tearing down, dismantling or destroying a building or structure. It's typically done to clear the space for new construction or to remove unsafe structures. Amen.
Amen.
And at this point, I'm just going to ask two persons to find 2 Kings chapter 23. And I'm going to be asking the first person to read from verse 1 to verse 10, and the second person from verse 11 to 20. But I'll let you know when it's time to read.
Give the scripture again, please. 2 Kings
chapter 23.
Thank you.
1 to 20. Now, cart away means to transport something from a place, typically using a vehicle for disposal or removal. Amen?
Yes.
You know, when I was talking with a builder, and he said, cart away. I said, cart away? He said, yes. He said, demolition and cart away. I said, what is cart away? Carry away? And he said, yes, you can call it that. So cart away means to transport. So when we are carting away, we are removing the debris, you know, the debris, the unwanted stuff that is around us and would have prevented the construction. So demolition and carting away of our sins. Sin stands as an obstacle in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Demolition and carting away of sin is that time, my God, when we acknowledge our sinful habits. Haggai 1, 5, and 7 implore us to consider our ways. Then we would have confessed them to the Lord, agreeing that our action, thoughts, words, and inaction against God has not been aligned to the precepts and principles God has intended for our lives. My God, which will then take us into a time of repentance, genuine remorse, and turning away. Oh God, when we experience a change of heart, seeking and receiving forgiveness. So this would have explained demolition and carting away. You know, we would have recognized that we have sinned. And we would have gone to the Lord in repentance and would have asked him to forgive us of sin. This reflects the hopeful message of forgiveness, transformation, and a renewed relationship with God. Let us identify and acknowledge our sinful habits, whether we have done it in thoughts, action, or deeds, that this is not of God. Whether we have done it in thoughts, actions, or deeds, that is not of God. That would have led us to the place where the walls of our spiritual houses have been separated from the foundation, which is Christ Jesus. So we would have sinned, and because of that, we become guilty, and so we move away from Christ. God is saying to us that it is time to tear down, dismantle, and destroy all these habits, these sinful actions that we have harbored. He speaks to us tonight and has given us authority over our sin and Satan's strategies. It's Satan's desire, you know, for us to allow the temple of God to deteriorate so that you can have access. You know, when we break our relationship with God and just wriggle in illico way in. You know? So it is his desire for us to allow the temple of God to deteriorate. These lively stones to be thrown down. But tonight, Hebrews 12:1 encourages us as believers to shed any burdens or distractions that hinders our spiritual progress. It's a call to actively remove obstacles and pursue a life of faith with endurance, keeping Jesus in focus by being devoted to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I hope my readers have found the text. In 2 Kings chapter 22 to 24, a very young king, my God, He began reigning at the age of 8 years old. Anybody know who that king is? Nobody?
David?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Josiah.
Yes, that's King Hosea. Now the word of God tells us he was not likened to any other king. He was unlike any other king. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in all the way of David, his father, and turned not aside to the right or to the left. He was committed to God. He kept God's precepts. When he became king at age eight, his initial focus, my God, 8 year old, Jesus, his initial focus was on rebuilding the house of God. But after learning about a book containing the laws of Moses, which was found in the house of the Lord, that was ignored by his predecessor, he was deeply troubled by the gap between its content and the current practices of the people of Judea. You know, so they were doing the opposite, whatever the commandments were. So it's like we have turned away from the commandment of God. And we are doing our own thing. Hallelujah. And so he sought the face of God through the prophetess of God, who confirms that God will bring judgment upon the people because of their ways. So King Hosea then began to tear down and to carry away, to demolish and to cart away. And so I'm going to ask my first reader, let's just find out some of the stuff that King Hosea would have torn down and thrown out. Amen. So is my first reader ready?
Yes.
Thank you, all right. Brother Vintan.
Then the king called together all the elders, Judah and Jerusalem. He went up to the temple of the Lord with the people of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the prophets, all the people from the least to the greatest. He read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant, which had been found in the temple of the Lord. The king stood by the pillar and renewed the covenant in the presence of the Lord, to follow the Lord and keep his commands, statutes and decrees with all his heart and all his soul, thus confirming the words of the covenant written in this book. Then all the people pledged themselves to the covenant. The king ordered Hilkiah, the high priest, the priest next in rank, and the doorkeepers to remove from the temple of the Lord all the articles made for Baal and Asherah, and all the starry hosts. He burned them outside Jerusalem in the fields of the Kidron Valley and took the ashes to Bethel. He did away with the idolatrous priests appointed by the kings of Judah to burn incense on the high places of the towns of Judah and on those around Jerusalem. Those who burned incense to Baal, to the sun and moon, to the constellations, and to all the starry hosts, he took the Asherah pole from the temple of the Lord to the Kidron Valley outside Jerusalem and burned it there. He ground it to powder and scattered the dust over the graves of the common people. He also tore down the quarters of the male shrine prostitutes that were in the temple of the Lord, the quarters where women did weaving for Asherah. Josiah brought all the priests from the towns of Judah and desecrated the high places from Geba to Beersheba, where the priests had burned incense. He broke down the gateway at the entrance of the gate of Joshua. The city governor, which was on the left of the city gate, although the priests of the high places did not serve at the altar of the Lord in Jerusalem, they ate unleavened bread with their fellow priests. He desecrated Topheth, which was in the valley of Ben Hinnom, so no one could use it to sacrifice their son or daughter in the fire to Molech.
And he took away the horses that the kings of Judah had given to the son at the entering in of the house of the Lord by the chamber of Nathan Molech, the chamberlain, which was in the suburbs, and burnt the chariots of the son with fire, and the altars that were on the top of the upper chamber of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the Lord, house of the Lord, did the king beat down and break them down from thence, and cast the dust of them into the brook Kedron. And the high places that were before Jerusalem, which were on the right hand of the Mount of Corruption, which Solomon the king of Israel had built for Asherah, the abomination of the Zedorians and the Chimneys, the abomination of the Moabites, and for Milcom, the abomination of the children of Ammon, did the king defile, and he break in pieces the images, and cut down the groves, and filled their places with the bones of men. Moreover, the altar that was at Bethel, and the high place which Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, had made, both the altar and the high place he broke down, and burnt the high place, and stamped it small to powder, and burnt the grove. And as Josiah turned himself, he spied the sepulchres that were there in the mount, and sent and took the bones out of the sepulchres, and burnt them upon the altar, and polluted it according to the word of the Lord, which the man of God proclaimed, who proclaimed these words. Then he said, "What title is it that I see?" And the men of the city told him, "It is the sepulchre of the man of God, which came from Judah, and proclaimed these things that thou hast done against the altar of Bethel." And he said, "Let him alone. Let no man move his bones." So they let his bones alone with the bones of this prophet that came out of Samaria, and all the houses also of the high places that were in the city of Samaria, which the kings of Israel had made to provoke the Lord to anger, Josiah took away, and did to them according to the acts that he had done in Bethel. 20 and last. And he slew all the priests of the high places that were there upon the altar, and burnt men's bones upon them, and returned to Jerusalem.
My God, this is the word of the Lord. Thank you, my brothers, for reading the word of God.
Amen.
So in this chapter, we would have seen how many things King Hosea would have demolished and carted away. You know, even up to the bones of his predecessors who were disobedient to the commandment of the Lord. You know, he's remember earlier we said that in the book which was found in the house of God, they were doing basically opposite to what was written in the book. My God, and so King Hosea initiated a sweeping reform, dismantling high places, destroying idols and defiling altars associated with pagan worship. They were all wrapped up in pagan worship, you know, turning away from God. And another thing that he did after he demolished and cart away all this thing is that he reinstated the Passover feast. They weren't even bothering to keep the feast of the Passover. My God. But King Hosea cleaned up, my God, and reinstated the feast of the Passover. He reinstated the feast, emphasizing the importance, my God, as a religious observance and a reminder of God's deliverance. Remember, God had delivered them from exile. He allowed them to be taken by the Babylonians, but he had never left them. He allowed distress to come upon them, but he stayed with them. Let us, like King Hosea, get rid of all the sinful destruction that we may be harboring, causing the deterioration of our bodies, the temple of God, the spiritual house of God. Now, preparation and lining out, we would have gone through this process because we would have undergone the process of introspection, evaluation, and assessment of our sinful conditions. Examine yourselves, 2 Corinthians 13, 5. Whether he be in the faith, prove your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except he be reprobate. Whether you have rejected God and his truth, examine yourself tonight, my God. If you have rejected God, this would lead you to a place where your morals would have gone down. My God, we have to seek God's forgiveness and get in line with the Holy Spirit. Casting columns and stiffeners. I'll just go through this quickly. Casting columns and stiffeners. I hope we are familiarizing ourselves with these terms. Casting is a process of pouring liquid concrete into areas of the building to create a desired shape or form. Sister Kenisha, I need some backup. Where are you? When in your spiritual walk, you feel abandoned and deserted. You feel as if God is not near. Joel 2, 27. The Spirit of God serves, my God, as a process of pouring into our spirit. It's pouring into us. Hallelujah. It reads, we just want to lift up our spirits in God because he's saying to us in the time of deserts and storms, he says, and he shall know that I am in the midst of Israel and that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. So he will pour his spirit into us, and he will pour it also upon the even our servants and upon the handmaids. He will pour out his spirit in those days. Align yourself to the Spirit of God so that he can pour into us. The building blocks, building up the blocks. We are reminded tonight as we rebuild that our spiritual house, hallelujah. And as children, as we rebuild our spiritual house and being the children of God, let us reflect Christ in all we do so that the church of God can be built up, sinners can be made whole, and the brethren in Christ can be built up in the Spirit of God. Because remember, 1 Peter chapter 2 says that we are lively stones. And we are a built up spiritual house. So let us build the church of God. Your stone come to my stone, your building block come to my building block, and we build the house of God. Now, lintel and roof, these two signifies preparedness and strength, stability and readiness. My God, so while we build the lintels of our spiritual life, let us remember that we are building strength. Ephesians 6, verse 14 in part says, stand firm in adversities. Stand, having your loins girt about with a belt of truth. A lintel is a beam or slab above an opening, like the door or the windows. And it is built to support the weight of the wall. It is built to support the weight that is of the wall that is above these two surfaces. My God, so it is built to uphold strength. And what it does, it transfers that weight to surrounding walls. So when storms and trials and temptations come, remember God's unfailing strength and lean on it for support. Lay all your weight on Jesus. Lay your burdens upon Jesus tonight. He cares for you. So we are at the roof now.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Now the roof is a structure for the covering of the building. And so as you cut on your roof, I was told that that is the term for putting on the roof. As you put on your roof tonight on the temple of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to remind us that Jesus is the head of this house. My God, he's the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, who has supreme authority and importance in all things, being ranked first in honor and exaltation over all creation. He is the creator and sustainer and head of everything. And he is the head of the body of the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is that. Psalm 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Christ is that umbrella, you know. That shadow, his shadow is that umbrella under which we stand. His shadow is that roof over us. And so as we rough cast and granite, this is rendering, as we rough cast and render. Now we have reached this stage in the house. We would have rebuilt the physique, the structure. We would have gone through most of the building up and would have reached the stage where even though the structure is up, hallelujah, we would have still been unrefined because we are building and it's rough and need some material, the word of God, the obedience of God, to be plastered over the house. Then we become refined through the wisdom of God. Where difficult and long suffering serve to purify. This is what the wisdom of God does. It purifies difficulties and long suffering and strengthen our character and faith. Isaiah 48:10, behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of afflictions. My God. And so when we would have gone through our trials and tribulations, my God, then we would have been refined. The trials and the tribulations would be referred to as the rough casting. But the rendering, my God, is when we are refined
Oh,
through
Lord.
the process.
Jesus, thank you, man.
Hallelujah. And so we would have refined, we would have rendered and chaos upon rendered. After this, we need to put in the flooring and the tiling, windows and doors. These are known as fixtures. These are permanently attached and is essential to the house. The door serves as a point of access, opportunity, and choices. The windows serves as revelation, blessings, and perspective. The floor signifies, my God, that we should stand in the word of God, builded on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ. Galatians 5 verse 1 says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. So we would have builded, we would have teared down, demolished, and have rebuilded the house of God, our temple. Now we only have the paint and furniture left. And so as we have rebuilded our spiritual house, let us have it washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And let us stay nestled, my God, in the faith, rooted and built up in Christ and established in the faith, as he have taught, abounding there in thanksgiving. Colossians 2, verse 7. We bless the Lord. I hope you have followed through, and I pray that you have gained some insights into the building of the spiritual house when we compared it to the building of the physical house. So we are finished. And one thing I just want to ask, I have left out a very critical aspect of the house. Hallelujah. And so we would have demolished and cart away. We would have prepared, would have gone through preparation and lining out. We would have done the steel work and casting the footing. We would have block up. We would have cast column stiffeners, lintel and belting. We would have put on the roof, cut on the roof. We would have rough cast and render. Hallelujah. We would, so the electrical part, I had missed that one. So the electrical and plumbing, my God, that needs to be done to complete the house. So we'll just hold on to the source. Hallelujah. Stayed wrapped up in God for the electrical and plumbing. We would have put in the floors, doors, and window. We would have done the paintwork. But one critical part of the house that I did not mention, we are, remember, bear in mind that we are rebuilding. Anybody? And so when I
electricity and plumbing.
The plumbing? Did you say the plumbing?
Yes, plumbing,
oh my
electricity.
God. So I mentioned electrical and plumbing just a while ago.
Oh, okay.
We did not build the foundation. And there is a reason. When I was having a conversation with a builder, he was telling me the different terms. So I said, demolish and cart away. I said, what about the foundation? If the foundation is not damaged, can it stay? He said, no, we cannot build on a foundation. If we are demolishing, we have to demolish the foundation as well. But I say to you tonight, people of God, that the difference with this spiritual house is that this foundation can never be moved. My God, we have to build on it. Christ is that firm foundation. So we have to build on this foundation.
Not that we would have built the foundation first before we started building on top of it.
Yes, after the demolition and the carting away, we would have prepared the foundation. And one significant point that I want to leave with us tonight is that while the children of Israel were rebuilding the physical temple, they built an altar unto the Lord before they actually started the building and offered sacrifices of praise. So I just want to say to us tonight, let us always have a praise in our heart, a praise on our lips and a song in our hearts, regardless of the situation. Let us praise God, even when the house is tearing down on us. Find that praise, unction that praise, and bless him. Hallelujah. Sister Nadine, you want to share?
Oh yes, you may mention now about the foundation that they when they were building the temple, that they built an altar. Now, if we could continue on the physical structure that you elaborate on, is that I remember back in the days when they're making foundation, our ancestors, they would kill some form of animal and they would use the blood in the foundation. Now, as becoming children of God, we move away from those practices, and whatever we are doing, we do it with prayer and with fasting. So as they would use the blood back then in their foundation, in their physical foundation, so we, the blood of Jesus, whatever we are doing. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless the Lord. Is there anyone who wants to comment? Is there any question? Anybody who want to share at this point? All right, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord tonight. And I'm just going to ask at this point, does anybody know this little song that says, "Build me a little cabin in the corner of Glory Land"? Sister Terry's not on tonight. Nobody?
Yes, I do. It.
Can you sing it for us, please?
I don't know if I remember the words. I think it goes like, "Build me a little cabin in the corner of Glory Land, under the." I don't remember the words. If you sing it, I'll probably be able to sing it with you.
All right. It says, "Build me a little cabin in the corner of Glory Land. Under the shady tree of life, my soul shall never die. The angels came to beckon and to hold me and by, to my hand.
By my hand.
Lord, build me a little cabin, in the corner of Glory Land. Can we do that one more time?
Amen.
Build me a little cabin in the corner of Glory Land.
Under
the shade of life, my soul
shall never die.
The angels came to beg for me and to hold me by my hand. Lord,
build
me a little cabin in the corner of Glory Land." Hallelujah!
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 Thank you.
We shout some hallelujah across the platform?
Hallelujah!
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 Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And so, I encourage us to do not let the spiritual host that we are responsible for, because collectively we build up the spiritual house. But we have also learned that singularly, we are the temple of God as well. We are lively stones. This temple, all of us are lively stones. And when we come together, we build the spiritual house of God. Let us not allow our house to deteriorate. My God, let us keep it in condition so that the house of God do not go into disrepair. God bless you all. Have a good night.
Amen. Good night.
God bless.
Bless the Lord.
Praise God. Praise
Amen. 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 We have feasted.
God.
Glory to God. There is a lot.
My
There is a
God.
lot of food. Amen. And we bless God. We bless God for how He has led us so far.
Amen.
And surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Praise God. Praise God.
There is liberty, and we have seen that liberty in the house tonight. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, we have seen that liberty. Seen how God would have Mother Rita, Sister Shanique, you know, she would have came on with a team, surrendering our plans for the kingdom. You know, all about kingdom building. It's all about nurturing the kingdom of God that is within us. You know,
Amen.
God teach she would have mentioned that God teaches us patience through it all. It's not a one day built up and then tear down. You're continuous, it's a continuous laying on the material, building up yourself with grace and the admonition of Christ.
Praise God.
Amen. Yes, and she said the end result after you built up, after your surrender your plans, the end result carries a weight of glory with it, and is beyond our expectation. So it's more than we could ever imagine. You know, that's what's going to happen after we surrender our plans for kingdom building. Amen. We bless God for Sister Shanique for led us
Amen.
through that devotion. And then it comes on now. So Elder, when Elder Edwards would come on, rebuilding the temple, amen. God Almighty. You know, she has waited on that word. We could have seen that so much preparation has been into that word. And each and every one of us, I know tonight, I can say for myself that I have so many takeaway from it, and I know that each of us have at least one takeaway because she break it down to life. She
Yes.
brought out the life in it, and every one of us know about a house. You know, we know about the building of a house, even if we don't know it in details, like our elder would bring it to out to us. But we have seen house being built. We live in a house. God Almighty, we live in a house, so we can be able to identify with some of the stuff that you have mentioned. And you know, the way she has built it on this word, you know, we could have seen that it was solid. You
Yes.
know, in the beginning, when she started out, she would have mentioned demolition and cutting away, preparation and lining out, steel work and roof work and all of that. You know,
Well,
I would have, I along with Sister Nadine, I along with Sister Nadine would have imagined that from the get-go, we would have started off with demolition and she would develop from that. But the way the Holy Spirit have led her, it would have take her right full circle to come back around to those points that those, yes, Sister Camille, yes, it would take her right around full circle. You know, because the material she would have mentioned, the material will be the word of God, the wisdom of God. We'll have obedience. You know, Sister would bring us back to where she would have started off last month when she would say, "Boy, we need to examine our physical temple. You know, we need to examine ourselves and see if there is no
Amen.
cobweb to wipe out every cobweb and every mold." that would be in us. She would have prepared us for this food that she would have come. You know, God would have prepared us in such a way. And I give God the glory. You know, when
Amen.
our sister came back around full circle and she mentioned that we need, if there is, if we, she would have challenged us and say, if you think your house is in order and you think you have everything fixed up and everything planned out and you have no leaking and you have no little shifting of your paint, well, thank God for you. You're ready. You're ready to be transfigured or transformed into glory. You know, but for I know for myself, I can't speak for you, Sister Camille. I can't speak for you, but I can speak for myself. I need some work, some of the work, construction work that our elder would have mentioned. I need some of it
Right
to
here,
be in my life.
thank
I need
you.
some sweeping out. I need some painting. I
Yeah.
need some areas in my life to be painted with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I need some roof work so that, you know, sometimes you have some little leaking that you're not to realize that is there. You have a leaking until the rain start to fall. When the rain start to fall, you start to see the dripping. When the sun is hot and everything is right, you don't feel the need. You don't think you need any roof work. But when rain come, when the challenges of life would take you and I, when you would have been expecting something and it don't turn out the way you expect it to be, and you realize that there is now some shifting, some leaking in your roof. You know, when the storm clouds set up and you feel that you are all right in your house, and when the billows start to blow and some zinc start to lift up, and even your windows start to cave in, then you realize that you need some building work, you know. And as our elder would have lined out, you know, and should have developed it so firmly so that even the paint work, you know, even the paint work should have included in it, paint it with the blood of Jesus, the roof work, cover it with the Lord, the God of heaven. He's the one that would covers us, you know. And I give God thanks. I give God thanks. I give God praise for that word. Amen. Yes. And so we
Amen.
continue
Amen.
to
Praise
cover
God.
our elder. We continue to cover with prayer. We continue to hold her up in prayer in times like
Praise
these.
God.
Amen. Continue to water our sister Shanique. You know, she continued to grow beautifully in the Lord. And with that, we have come to the end of another Thursday worship. I give God thanks for each and every one of you. If there's any first time worshiper with us tonight, I just want to big you up, encourage you to come back again. I am looking through my screen. I'm sure there is someone, but it's all jumbled up, but I think Sister Camille would be a bit do a better job identifying first timers for us. Amen. We thank you for your interaction with this study as Elder would present, and we praise God. I now hand over to Sister Camille, who I know will do a better job at welcoming you all in the house of the Lord. Amen. Bless God.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Deacon. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, people of God, and all that is within me. I bless the holy name of Jesus Christ. I use this opportunity tonight to magnify the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Indeed, God is worthy to be praised. Amen.
Amen.
Your mind.
Amen.
The word of God says, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is worthy of every praise. People of God, let me share an experience with you in 30 seconds. We need to be grateful for our voices when we can use our voice and say, thank you, Jesus, when we can shout hallelujah. I was talking with a young lady yesterday, and you know what happened? She's having a challenge speaking. Show when she shouts, she feel it in her throat. And you know, it led me to reflect, how many times do we have the opportunity to say thank you, Jesus,
My God.
to shout a praise, and we sit on it?
And there's this young lady who wants to shout, who wants to do. She went shouting Jesus' name, you know, because she's healed. But I'm just looking at it and say, so many things we take for granted. Amen. And so tonight I encourage us. Can we just open and just say thank you, Jesus? If it's even thank you, Jesus. If it's even hallelujah. Use your voice to give God glory tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, mighty
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord
God. Glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of
Jesus.
Thank you,
praise God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. The little things that we take for granted. The little things. Hallelujah. And so tonight I want to add my bit of commendations to Sister Shanique. Thank you for leading us through devotion, and to Elder Edwards for bringing us through an exclusive study. You know, it was very detailed, and we saw that preparation was made, and the Holy Spirit really fed you, and you came out tonight and allowed Him to speak to us through you in Jesus' name. I think I
Yes,
know how to build a house now in Jesus' name. Spiritually and
Praise God.
physically, in Jesus' name. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen.
We continue to lift you up. Hallelujah. And you did a wonderful job breaking it
Praise
down for us in a way that is easily understood. I want to add my bit of welcome as well to each person online. I'm looking at the platform. It looks familiar, like each person that is on tonight has been here before. And so we want to welcome you back. And you know, we say to you know, this is your home. So feel free to join us every Thursday, every Saturday, as we meet for different activities on a Thursday, and we meet for a Bible study on Saturday. I see a Charmaine here. I think I've seen you here before, but I'm not 100% sure. So I want to welcome you, Sister Charmaine. It's wonderful to have you. I think Sister Charm was on. I'm not sure if she's still here, but if she is, it's good to have you on with us. Sister Maureen, Sister Marcia, you know, you've been here before, and we want to bless the Lord for you. Sister Ingrid, good to have you. God bless you. Bless the Lord. I think everybody else is family now. Amen. And so we want to, it's good to have you on, and we want to welcome you to
Amen.
continue to join us. Bless the Lord. We are about to close. We are
Sister
about.
Camille, I think I'm seeing Sister Mel.
Yes. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Elder. Sister Mel, it's good to have you on with us tonight. God bless you.
Good to be here.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. And I'm scrolling through now, and I missed it. Praise God. Good to have you on, Sister Mel. And I know she's on, and I know her household, her husband is on as well. And I'm just declaring that her husband is on and listening as well. And so we bless you, Sister Mel's husband, rather Clark. God bless you. God bless you. And so we're going to close. We're going to close off in prayer. We want to lift up Sister Shanique and Elder Edwards in prayer. And so I invite you to join with me as we lift them up before the Lord in Jesus' name. And so, Divine God and our Father God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are here, mighty God, and that you saw it fit to come and dwell with us. Mighty God, as we come before you, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be gathered in this fashion. We thank you, Almighty God, for Sister Shanique, who you have inspired to do our devotion tonight, Lord. And as she would have shared the word that you have laid on our hearts, that we should surrender our plans to you, I pray, God Almighty, that very word that she gave will become active in her life, that, Lord, she will surrender her every plan to you, God Almighty, for you to bring to manifestation or to not bring to manifestation according to your divine will. I pray for your continued coverage over her. I pray for your continued support, mighty God. I pray that you will help her to continue to grow in her obedience to you, to grow, Almighty God, in her surrender, to grow in her commitment, to grow in every single area of her life, to grow to a place where the gifts of the Spirit are manifested in her life and through
Yes,
her, in
ma'am.
the mighty name of Jesus. I pray tonight that you will cover her and cover her children, cover her husband, cover her household under the blood of Jesus Christ
Hallelujah.
of Nazareth. I pray today, God Almighty, giving you your handmaid, your daughter, whom you have
Oh
anointed
God.
and
Yes,
appointed,
Lord.
whom you have equipped, Almighty God, to come out and to ably share the word of God Almighty, breaking it down with
Jesus.
understanding, breaking it down with preciseness and alacrity. As I present Elder Edwards before you tonight, oh God, I pray that you will rest your hand upon her even now in the name of Jesus. I pray that everything that she has poured out, that Lord God Almighty, you will replenish, you will refuel, you will restore. Mighty God, you will pour back into her up to a hundredfold in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, God Almighty, that the word, oh God, that you have spoken through her, that mighty word that has gone out in the atmosphere, Lord, that word which is alive, which is powerful, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. I pray that that word will rest, oh God, in the hearts of your people, inspiring change, bringing forth transformation in the name of Jesus. I pray that as we leave this platform tonight, oh God, the Holy Spirit of God will journey with us, Lord, into our different spaces, will prompt us, Almighty God, to rebuild the temple of of God, which is our body, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, God Almighty, to examine our ways. Lead us to a point of repentance, Holy Spirit, where we will be able, mighty God, to demolish, oh God, and cart away, oh God, the things of this world that so easily beset us. I pray, Almighty God, that the word will take residence in our heart and from day to day will prompt us, oh God Almighty, and channel us into agents of change in the name of Jesus. I pray, God Almighty, that as that word does this for us, that Lord God, it will do the same for the carrier of the message in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for fresh anointing to be deposited in her, oh God, as she rebuilds in the name of Jesus. I cover her right now under the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover her with the feathers of Almighty God. I wrap her, oh God Almighty, in Psalm 91 tonight. In the name of Jesus, we speak against any attack from the enemy, any mighty God repercussions that the enemy will want to send in her direction. We come against it with the blood of Jesus Christ. We build a hedge of protection around your daughter tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Backlash and reprisals are canceled in Jesus' name. It shall not be made manifest in her life, in the life of her family members, her children, her husband. They are secured under the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are declaring tonight that you are Lord of her life, Almighty God, and upon her, the solid rock, you build your church, mighty God, and the gates of hell shall not prevail in your daughter's life in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will shut down any area, mighty God of Daniel, that the
My
enemy will
God.
want to push up its ugly head, be it in the form of sickness, we shut it down in Jesus' name, be it on the job, we shut it down
Name
in the name
Jesus.
of Jesus Christ.
My God.
Whatever area Whatever era in our life, Almighty God, hallelujah, that the enemy may want to arise because of what would have happened here tonight, because of the transformation, oh God Almighty, that this tonight's service is going to bring in the lives of your believers. I pray, Mighty God, that those plans will be rebuked by the blood of Jesus. We send forth, Mighty God, a battalion of angels tonight, God, to
Hallelujah,
keep
Jesus.
watch over your daughter, to guard her home, Mighty God, in the
In
name of Jesus
the
Christ.
name of
We release the
Jesus.
word of Almighty
Hallelujah.
God right now, oh God Almighty, in the
Yes,
realms of the
Lord.
spirit, to
In the
war, God
name of
Almighty, for your
Jesus.
daughter, every single
Jesus.
place, oh God Almighty, that
Oh,
Yodalee
God.
Bligin Edwards is mentioned, the word of God shall become active
Oh,
and
God.
will
Yes,
fight on
Lord.
behalf of
God.
your daughter in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ, whether she's aware that her
Jesus.
name is mentioned or not. The word of God will come to her defense and will war in the
Yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus. We know we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
Oh,
but
God.
against
Oh,
principalities
Jesus.
and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. But we know, God Almighty, that the word
Jesus.
God has authority to dismantle and to diminish and to dispute and to set ablaze. Mighty God,
My
and
God.
so we
Oh,
activate that
Jesus.
word in her life in the
Yes.
name of Jesus
In the
Christ of
name of
Nazareth. We
Jesus.
send you any
Hallelujah.
diabolical force that would seek to operate against your child in the name of Jesus Christ. We wrap
Jesus.
her in the blood of Jesus. We wrap
Yes,
her.
Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. We
Thank you,
wrap her in
Jesus. Hallelujah.
the blood. The blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. God.
The blood of Jesus tonight.
Jesus.
All over your
Your blood.
daughter, all over
Your
her
blood.
teeth, all over her
Hallelujah. Blood of
people, all over
Jesus.
her house, all over
Oh,
her position and
hallelujah.
profession. The blood of
Hallelujah.
Jesus is activated
Jesus.
in her life in the name of
In the
Jesus
name of
Christ of Nazareth.
Jesus.
And we declare that the enemy is silenced, God, as you arise. Let her enemies be scattered tonight in the name of
In
Jesus
the
Christ.
name of
We look to you,
Jesus.
God Almighty. We believe that it is done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Any
Hallelujah.
person that came on the line
Hallelujah.
tonight
Hey,
with a
God.
request, we put it before you, Almighty God. Some of them are heavy burdens, Lord. We
Oh,
lift them
God.
up tonight in the name of Jesus. Some persons,
Yes, Lord.
Almighty God, are seeking prayer for documents. We pray that there will be released. In the name
The
of
name of
release in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
Some
God.
persons are seeking prayer for marriage. We pray for your intervention
Yes,
in some
Lord.
marriages. We pray that the hand of the enemy be broken in some marriages in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight, God
Hallelujah.
Almighty, for the peace of God which surpasses all understanding to take over the minds of every individual on this platform who is worried in the name of Jesus Christ. Some persons are having problems with their children. I pray for your divine intervention, Lord. You are the
Jesus.
God who changed the story. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you will shift things around, oh God Almighty, in the lives
Yes,
of your
Lord.
children. Change some situations, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Some persons feel,
Oh,
oh God,
Jesus.
as if they're depressed, as if they're oppressed. Some persons feel like their backs are against the wall tonight. But God Almighty, we pray that you will step in, Almighty God. And because you're the God who tears down wall, so if my back is against the wall, you tear
Hallelujah.
down the wall, Almighty God, and allow me to walk in the liberty that you bring. I pray today, God Almighty, that you will change
Oh,
some
God.
situations around. God, some persons, some teachers are going back to school. Oh God Almighty, the burden is heavy. Some of them are
Oh,
overwhelmed, but I pray
Jesus.
that you will trade, oh God, their burden for your yoke. You say your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Pray,
Hallelujah.
we trade those burdens tonight in the name of Jesus. Some persons are in need of job opportunities. I pray that doors will be open tonight, oh God Almighty,
Oh God,
and that
yes,
jobs will
Lord.
be released upon your children. Businesses will begin to establish so that, God Almighty, your children
Yes,
will  װ װ װ װ װ     װ     װ     װ     װ     װ                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                            ```================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================װ================================================================================================================================================װ================================================================================================================└².){　     װ================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================�================================================================================================================װ================================================================װ================================================================װ================װ================================================================================================װ================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ this mighty
have work to
God.
go to and will earn in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of us are fighting some workplace battles. I pray, God Almighty, for the divine
Hallelujah.
help of the Holy Spirit of God to fight on our behalf as we hold our peace. Let us stand still and see the salvation of Almighty God in the name of
Glory to
Jesus
God.
Christ. Some of us are
Hallelujah.
struggling spiritually. We feel like we're going under. We're feeling depressed. Some of us, Lord, we know no joy, but I release the joy of the Lord upon this platform, hearing
Hallelujah.
that it is now become strength in the life of your children in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of us
Hallelujah.
are so tired. We have the spirit of fatigue assigned to us, but we pull our rest from you. We pull our strength from you. We
Jesus.
rest in you, Almighty God, knowing that we will wake up feeling replenished and ready to take on the task that is at hand in the name of Jesus
Yes,
Christ.
Lord.
Some of us are battling sickness. I pray for your healing tonight in the name of Jesus. Healing with
Hallelujah.
in Jesus' name, not healing temporarily that it may return, but permanent healing on this platform in the name
Yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. Some of us are
Hallelujah.
seeking to grow in the spirit. I pray for a refreshing. I pray for a revival. I pray that a hunger will birth within us tonight, oh
Oh
God
God,
Almighty,
Jesus.
that we will not be able to satisfy unless reading the word of God, unless in prayer and fasting in the name of Jesus. Let it be birthed within
Glory
your
to God.
children. Cover the children that will go back to school. Wrap them up
Oh
under
God.
your blood. Wrap them up
Thank
in your blood,
you,
Almighty
Jesus.
God. Let them not succumb to peer pressure, but let them stand for holiness and godliness and righteousness.
Yes,
Let them
Lord.
walk with
In the name
integrity,
of
God
Jesus.
Almighty, in the name of Jesus
Oh
Christ.
God.
Let them not be, mighty God, orchestrated, mighty God, are filtered into bad company in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I
Jesus.
pray tonight, God Almighty, for a refreshing on this platform in the name of
In
Jesus.
the name of
Those of us
Jesus.
who are in need of God
Hallelujah.
Almighty, a deposit in our spirit. We open up tonight, Lord, to receive it from you. Fresh anointing, fall on the platform in the name of
In the
Jesus.
name of
Fall on the
Jesus.
platform tonight
Hallelujah.
in the name of Jesus. It is yours
Thank you,
for the taking.
Jesus.
If you are in need of a refreshing tonight, open up and receive it.
Oh God,
It is released
Hallelujah.
from the heavenlies. The sky is open. It has burst forth. The glory of Almighty God has been released on this platform. Will you
Oh
open up and
Jesus.
receive it? It is yours for the taking.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be released.
Thank you,
Almighty God, let your children
Jesus.
who are in need
Thank
of
you,
it and who
Jesus.
will be obedient enough to receive it,
Thank you,
let them receive
Jesus.
it tonight, Almighty God, in the
Yes,
name
Lord.
of Jesus. Let your comfort be
Hallelujah.
over us, Lord,
Hallelujah.
and let your divine mercy
Thank you,
on.
Jesus.
May your blessing rest upon each of us.
Thank you, mighty
May you
God.
save those who are unsaved. May you pull them
Yes,
closer to your
Lord.
Lord. May you lead them to that road of salvation, that they may walk in the name of Jesus Christ, that they may surrender and not surrender because, oh God Almighty, of word of mouth, but surrender, oh God, completely, entirely, and absolutely in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that you will take control as we submit this ministry to you. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you for what you are about to do. We thank you that spiritual drought is over. We thank you that revival has come in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
All is done. Hallelujah. In the name
Hallelujah.
of Jesus.
Thank you,
We thank you,
Jesus.
Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
We stand
Thank
in
you,
agreement
Jesus.
tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray for stamina, God Almighty, for your people. Jesus, some of us, we come, oh God, but we can't. Our attention span is short. And we know that this is a device of the enemy. So, God Almighty, we pray that you will teach us how to channel our energy and to tune into you, mighty God. So even if we're here for 5 hours, we're focused
Oh, God Almighty, on you without becoming weary. Yes, Lord, that is a sign of growth. Let it be evident among us. Let it be evident within me. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call it done tonight in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Amen.
We bless the Lord, people of God. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Glory to God. And as we are getting ready to go, do we have any testimonies on the platform? Any person that wants to testify what God has done? And remember some time ago we did a testimony service where we learned that when we testify, we're opening up the opportunity for others to receive a similar testimony. So if God has blessed you tonight in whatever way, come on, share it. Let us celebrate with you. But more importantly, open up that door that somebody else may be able to receive, hallelujah, that testimony as well in their lives in the name of Jesus. Any testimony as we get ready to go? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We love God. Tonight, I just want to
Amen.
tell God thanks. I just want to worship Him. I just want to lift up His name because indeed He's faithful to His word. I was contemplating, well, I had a certain decision to make, and I was fasting and praying, and I would have gotten a dream. But at the end of the dream, I was like, God, I don't know if this is my mind or if this was you. And he would have sent Prophet Shamar, who confirmed it. Like, yes, you're going to be married. And yes, I am married.
Praise
Bless the
God.
Lord, we love God.
Bless
God has
God.
given us glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the
Bless
Lord.
the Lord. Bless the Lord. And so we want to extend congratulations, heartiest
Congratulations.
of congratulations to the newlyweds, Mr. and Mrs. Getfield. Did I get it right, Sister Tamoya?
Yes, you did. This is the coming. Bless the
Amen.
Lord. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Ooh, my sister.
Amen.
May
Bless
God
the Lord.
thank you very much.
To establish himself in the center of that marriage, and we declare a healthy and blissful marriage, fruitfulness in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Queen.
Bless the Lord. God
Amen.
bless Atamoya. Praise God. Do we have any other testimonies online as we get ready to go in Jesus' name? All right. Bless.
The grace of God, Lord, I am saved. By the grace of God, Lord, I am saved.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory,
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. By the grace of God, I am saved. I have been walking hand in hand with my Jesus. That's why I'm saved. Oh Lord, I have been walking hand in hand with my Jesus. That's why I'm saved. Yeah, glory, glory. Lord Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, 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 by the grace of God, hallelujah, I am saved.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you, Sister Maureen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I am blessed by that song. God bless you.
Amen.
Praise
Thank you, Jesus.
God. Glory. Is there any unsaved on the platform tonight? The word of God would have came and would have prompted us to introspect, to examine ourselves, to look at our spiritual houses. How many of us have a house that has deteriorated or has not even been built because we haven't accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior?
Oh God.
Foundation is there. And so tonight, it's time to build. It's time to build our spiritual houses, our relationship with Almighty God. Will you say yes tonight? Any unsaved that would want to publicly declare, yes, I want to serve God. I don't know how, Sister Camille. I don't understand it, but I'm going to make that bold move.
My God.
Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit has been nudging you, been talking to you. The time has come. The time is now. It's time to make that decision. Is there anyone? Any one person? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so we continue to pray for
Thank
the
you,
unsaved.
Jesus.
We continue to pray for the unsaved people of God. Amen. That they will answer the call in Jesus' name. And if you are here and you're shy and you don't want to make that decision publicly, reach out to one of us. Send us a message. Let us know that we may be praying with you and for you and be able to provide some support. The journey of Christ is not easy, but neither is going to hell. They're both hard. We must choose our hard. Amen. Praise God. And so I invite you, if you're not saved, make that decision today. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Let us know that we can pray with you and find support for you. It's easier with support. Praise God. With that said, we're leaving tonight. I declare heaven's benediction over you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and grant you peace. Shalom. God bless you, everyone. Greet somebody as you go in Jesus' name. God bless
Bless the
you,
Lord, bless the
everyone.
Lord.
Bless everyone.
Bless the
God
Lord, everyone.
bless you.
God be the glory.
God bless you.
Have a blessed night,
Amen.
everyone. God bless you,
Have a
everyone.
wonderful
God
night.
bless
Good
you.
night. Thank you all.
God bless you, Brother
Bless
Vinta
you.
Grant. God
Thank
bless
you.
you.
Bless
God
the
bless you.
Lord, Brother Vinton. Bless God. Bless
Sister
God.
Ava,
Bless
God
you,
bless
Brother
you.
Everton.
Sister Desiree.
Sister Camila.
God
God
bless
bless
you.
you.
Bless you, Sister Melissa.
Bless.
Good night. God bless you.
Bless the Lord.
Sister Nicola,
Bless you,
God
Camille.
bless
Thank
you.
you.
Sister Marcia, it's good to have you. God bless you, my sister. Brother King, God bless you. God bless
God
you.
bless you, Sister Camille.
Bless you, Elder. Have a
Thank
good
you.
night. Sister Radiant, God bless you.
Good night, everyone.
God bless you.
Good night. Good night.
Praise God. Have a good night, everyone.
Oh, Chintu, God bless you.
Good
Good night.
night. Good night.